This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbadian radio personality Anthony Admiral Nelson is back home, confident his matter will be resolved. A former minister criticizes the Prime Minister's defense of a controversial check made payable to the Deputy Prime Minister. A consumer body wants commercial banks that are still charging for online transactions to be penalized. The BWU announces a major win in tourism and hospitality sector. And Guyana, Barbados, and Trinidad and Tobago form a new company for a Caribbean ferry service. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbadian radio personality Anthony Admiral Nelson has arrived back home, thanking Barbadians for their outpouring of support and showering praise on his local attorney, Michael Lashley, whom he hails as a champion. Mr. Nelson is back after being released on bail following his arrest by Miami-Dade police on a single count of domestic violence battery. He tells Starcom Network News he's confident things will be all right once the truth comes to light.
I want to say to you that this man, he's a true champion, a very true champion, right? And I got so much respect for him, it's incredible.
Meantime, Mr. Lashley indicated he will continue to work with Mr. Nelson's U.S. attorneys to resolve the matter.
You just got to take the matter and take further instructions. As soon as we get further instructions, then, of course, we'll do further consultation. But of course, the consultation will have to be with his counsel, and then we take it from there.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley, the Barbados attorney for radio personality Anthony Nelson. A former minister is criticizing Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley's response to a controversial issue of a check being made payable in the name of Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. In an address to the country, Ms. Motley insisted that no crime was committed. However, former Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Maxine McLean, quoted Ms. Motley from a previous election debate in which she emphasized the importance of good governance and the need for ministers to operate within such a framework. She was speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program.
If you are operating on that premise, then even before you pass legislation, part of what I would do if I were doing an orientation with MPs and members of the cabinet, I would say to them, and this is what we have told Barbadians we want to do, and therefore, in all that you're doing, please advise persons, because I think that there's nothing wrong with a company exercising corporate social responsibility or whatever, making contributions. But what you are saying to your colleagues, protect yourself, and therefore, these are the instructions and ways of operating.
She believes the lack of legislation is a poor excuse for the lack of proper governance.
And in fact, because, as the Prime Minister pointed out in the example, she mentioned some legislation that would have been 18 months and you still have not finished all that is required. And that is understood, it happened. But you don't say, go ahead and do things as they were done before because we don't have the legislation. And that is what I'm hearing, and that is what I'm hearing the Prime Minister say. So it is about the spirit of the law. It is about a practice that you are changing and you are doing so in a proactive manner.
Former Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Maxine McLean. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network has called on the central bank to penalize commercial banks that fail to comply with their recent directive to halt charging fees for local online banking services. Executive Director of BCEN, Maureen Holder, released a statement alleging that some commercial banks are still charging for these services.
BCEN believe that failing to comply with the central bank's directive should invoke penalties, or in lieu of such, the Central Bank of Barbados could consider the use of temporary suspension measures for specific online banking services. Such action could serve as a strong incentive for prompt compliance from commercial banks. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network would also like to recommend that any fees that were charged between the date that the edict was announced and the time within which the practice is discontinued by that particular bank, that the customers be refunded by the bank.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. The Barbados Workers Union is declaring victory in its campaign for improved working conditions in the tourism and hospitality sector. This follows Prime Minister Mia Motley's announcement that government will be bringing legislation to establish minimum standards for tourism and hospitality workers.
Agreeing to amendments to the Severance Payments Act was a sacrifice that the workers made, and it saved the industry. It saved the hotels, it saved restaurants from bankruptcy. It saved the Severance Payments Fund. This was among some of the most difficult discussions we have had in government since coming to office. And this was the burden that the workers in the tourism and hospitality sector agreed to carry. They are now, my friends, entitled to benefit from the protections of minimal conditions as workers in the same way that hoteliers benefit every week from tax concessions from the government of Barbados.
General Secretary of the BWU, Tony Moore, says that the campaign titled Recipe for Respect has ended in a win, but not only for the BWU, but every worker in the tourism and hospitality sector.
With the affirming words of the Prime Minister of Barbados, we have a clear vindication. Her comments are not just a nod to our campaign, but a resounding acknowledgement that our demands were just and our fight noble. We are on the brink of a new era, an era where our relentless pursuit of justice is about to be enshrined into law. This is not just a win. It is a watershed moment in our history.
Ms. Moore is warning the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association that the union expects complete adherence to the new standards set forth by the upcoming legislation.
While we are disappointed by the turns our campaign had to take, we do not regret our actions. Our path, though strewn with obstacles, was necessary. It was a path towards fairness, dignity, and respect for every worker in the hotel and tourism sector. As we look forward to the enactment of this groundbreaking legislation, we call upon our members and every hotel worker to remain vigilant. Report any deviation you see. The Barbados Workers Union will ensure that promises made are promises kept.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. Political scientists have weighed in on Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley's decision to assign Sandra Husbands as Minister of State responsible for higher education and technical and vocational training. Following the Prime Minister's announcement on Saturday, political scientist George Bell believes that Ms. Husbands will help to stabilize the Ministry of Education. He was speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program.
Sandra has been around for some time and should, I think, help to stabilize what has been going on in that ministry and in terms of maturity as well. She is specifically put to deal with the question of tertiary education. So I don't know if it is to do with the introduction of this concept, which has been around for a little while, of a University of Barbados. That take some of the pressure off of Ms. McConney having to go there when at the same time you're asking for transformation in the other parts of education. There seems to be a big load in the Ministry of Education right now. One can see that the minister has been under pressure. She's been targeted. She looks like she needs some help. And Sandra is more or less a good asset to a place within the ministry to help somebody who needs assistance at this moment.
Meantime, political scientist Davron Bruce stated that the decision signals something is amiss and the performance of the current ministry is not satisfactory.
Certainly highlights the fact that something is wrong or something is amiss or something is not going as it should in the ministry, because if a minister is doing well in the ministry, then quite frankly, there's no reason to bring anyone out. So I think it's really an admittance by the Prime Minister that the Ministry of Education is not doing a very good job. Now, again, it becomes a question of the personnel that is coming to assist the current Minister of Education, Sandra Husbands. I can't speak to whether she would be able to buttress the current Minister of Education. We would have to see with time.
Political scientist Davron Bruce. And finally, Guyana's President Irfan Ali has announced that the governments of Guyana, Barbados, and Trinidad and Tobago have formed a new corporation to launch a regional ferry system for passengers and freight. Dr. Ali stated that the company was founded last Thursday. He added that through this corporation, the ferry system is expected to transport passengers and cargo between Guyana, Trinidad, and Tobago and Barbados. Dr. Ali said that the three governments are still in discussions at the venture, over the venture. Recapping the headlines. Barbadian radio personality Anthony Admiral Nelson is back home, confident his matter will be resolved. A former minister criticizes the Prime Minister's defense of a controversial check made payable to the Deputy Prime Minister. The consumer body wants commercial banks that are still charging for online transactions to be penalized. The BWU announces major win in the tourism and hospitality sector. And Guyana, Barbados, and Trinidad form a new company for Caribbean ferry service. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.